This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. As humans, as mortals, we are social creatures. No human is an island. We want to connect with people around us. Hence, we get paired, we are married, we have children, we have friends, we have acquaintances. And it is great to have friends. They add value to your life. Luqman Hakim told his son, "Oh, my son, have one friend, have 10, have 100, may have 1,000. Wal alfu qaleel. And trust me, even 1,000 friends are few. Wala tattakhidh aduwan wahidan fa innal wahida kathir. But do not have one enemy, because even one is too much." Islam has put great emphasis on who we befriend. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi." A person generally takes to the trend and the habits of his friend. So be very wise, calculated and circumspect before you befriend any person. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu said, "Inna akhaka al-haqqa man kana ma'ak wa man yadhurru nafsahu liyanfa'ak wa man idha raybu az-zamani sadda'ak shattata fihi shamlahu liyajma'ak." A true friend is one who takes pain upon himself to remove your pain. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, "Yuwafiquni fi kulli amrin uriduhu." A true friend is one who can support me in my good ventures. "Wayahfadhuni hayyan wa ba'da mamati." Who can preserve my honor while I'm alive and post my demise. "Faman li bihadha? Faman li bihadha?" Who can connect me with such a friend? "Layta anni asabtuhu laqasamtuhu ma li min alhasanati." If I can find such a friend, I will sit him down and not divide my assets. I will divide my virtue, my good deeds. I'll tell him, "You take half my good deeds and I will keep half my good deeds." So, in other words, to find such a friend is so difficult. "Layta anni asabtuhu laqasamtuhu ma li min alhasanati. Tasaffahtu ikhwani fakana aqallahum ala kathrati alikhwani ahlu thiqati." But when I rotated my gaze, I'm afraid on my right and my left, only two types of friends showed up. One were those in whom there was evil, there was vice, there was negative energy, there was venom. So I said, "No, I cannot associate myself with such people. I cannot." فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ. I said, "I need to move away from this. This is bad. This is bad energy." A person says, "I was sitting next to Hamad bin Waqid and a dog started sniffing around. So I tried to move the dog around. This was a sage of the age and a religious gathering was taking place. So Hamad bin Waqid said, "Da'hu, hadha khayrun min jalisi su', hadha la yu'dhini." Leave the dog. This animal is better than an evil companion. The animal is not harming me. An evil companion harms me. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, I moved away from that friendship. Then I looked on the other side at my supposed friends. فَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. And I realized that they were void of good. They were bereft of virtue. I wasn't getting any positive. From this side, negative. From this side, nothing positive. That's when he said the famous couplet, which is a stanza of a very long poem, in which he said, "Salamun ala dunya, idha lam yakun fiha sadiqun saduqun sadiqul wa'di munsifa." I would love to have a friend, and I would equally love to reciprocate friendship. But if I cannot find the friend who matches the profile of loyalty, faithfulness, honesty and integrity, then I will live as a loner and die as a loner. We ask Allah to bless us with good friends, and may we become a noble companion to our peers. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.